You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 384.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
She's just a girl that's stuck in my head. With that said, of playing hard to get. Is this more than you would ever wanna do? Or did you forget that I am heavenly defeated? Is this more than you would ever wanna do? Or did you forget that I am heavenly defeated? She's just a girl in my head.
Was Jara with a track called Leather Jacket. Now, the only information I have about Jara is that he is a singer and songwriter and indie pop musician from San Diego in California. And if you'd like to find out more, his website is at jaraofficial.com. I don't have any more information than that. Caroline put this track in, and I'm sure if she had any more, she would have put it in that little box right there. But she didn't, so there isn't. Kind of thing. Anyway, yeah, nice boppy, poppy start to the show. So welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 384 from wherever and however you are listening. It's really good to have you along. As you will tell in my voice, I'm a little bit snuffly at the moment. So hopefully it won't turn into one of my usual cough fests. But we shall see. If that means I have to talk less, then so be it. Hey, who cheered? On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons and independent music. And I would imagine we'll have some stuff to talk about. But at the moment, you don't have to guess where Caroline is. She's currently trying to settle our son, who decided to sleep during the day and therefore not during the evening. Anyway, let's have some more music. Now, I have a question to ask you. What's better than Boogie Belgique and Prolita? Well, the answer is simple. It's a Prolita me remix of a Boogie Belgique song. This is Lucifer.
Are you tired of creatures destroying your lawn? Of course you are! That's why Dev and Caroline present the Dev and Caroline's Garden Gnome from the Backcast. It has all the power of award-winning podcasters Dev and Caroline, packed into a playful yet protective garden gnome, crafted to scare the living heck out of creatures 5 pounds or smaller. Right, Caroline?
That's a horrible idea!
The Dev and Caroline's Garden Gnome, not one of the many listeners you'll find in the Backcast chatroom at thebackcast.org/live every Friday night at 9:30 PM UK time. Thank you.
Can you feel the pain? Crying like a crimson rain. Lifetime couldn't heal the way I feel on this deep and lonely day. Lord, it's been raining 40 days, and the same endless nights. I'm drowning in a sea of sorrow. Springs from this heartless wheel. Crimson, oh, it's crimson rain. Crying, Lord, I'm crying. Crimson rain. He cursed the heavens, he cursed the seas. If I thought it would do some good, this one thing I know, I'm gonna cry these crimson tears. Cry these crimson tears. Cry these crimson tears into these blues. Cry these crimson tears. Into these blues.
That was Williamson Vedder with a track called Crimson Tears. Now, he is from York, in Pennsylvania, and he says, "Hi everyone, I'm a singer-songwriter. I live in York, Pennsylvania, and I used to live in New York City. I'm looking to get my music out there and hopefully sell or license my music for someone to cover." Well, that's fair enough. I don't have a website for him at this moment, so we'll be linking to his Jamendo profile on our show notes at thebudcast.org. He also got in touch with us last week, or just before last week's show, in fact, on our suggestion box over at thebudcast.org/suggest. Made a very good point about not being able to access our social media from the website. You actually have to go to a specific page on our website to find the links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus profiles. Well, that's changed. That is now, those links are now on every single page. For all to see. So hopefully now it should make a bit of difference. So just to prove that the suggestion box process does work. So we say this regularly. If you do have any suggestions you want to make about the website, the show, the music, anything like that, thebudcast.org/suggest is where you need to go. And before that, you heard Boogie Belgique's track Lucifer as remixed by Prolita. Now, Boogie Belgique, we've played loads of times in the past. Oswald Kromhek is his name, and he's from Antwerp in Belgium. And Prolita, who remixed this, who again is no stranger to the show, is Benjamin Roja from Toulouse in France. Boogiebelgique.bandcamp.com or Prolita.com. No, Prolita.bandcamp.com. To get some more of their music. And interestingly enough, before I actually found this this particular track, I was already planning to do a couple of episodes for CC Jam, which was going to be a two-track episode for Boogie Belgique and a two-track episode for Prolita, because their styles are so similar and they're both trying to achieve the same style through the same mechanism. It kind of made sense to try and link them up together and promote them as a singularity, if that makes sense. But yeah, I'll keep you posted on that when I get those shows released. But yeah, there you go. A couple of very short, very good tracks there. So it's time to wave if you're listening to us live in our chat room. So we have also reopened our chat group over on Telegram. So if you'd like to come and join that, and you can join that at any time. It's not just during showtime. We are chatting on there during the week as well. You can find that at thebugcast.org/chat, which is a new URL. You do need to have an account on Telegram in order to use it, but that's really no biggie at all. So yeah, go over there. So who is listening to us live right now over at our chat room at thebugcast.org/live? And I can see at this moment we have Kevi, Alex UK, Bodhi, Laney, Chalkalom, possibly Yannick. He hasn't waved yet. I'm sure he'll be dancing across the room very shortly. But those are the people that are listening to us live right now. So thank you very much indeed for coming along and joining us. Okay, let's crack on. Our next piece of music is Rachel Clark. No, it's not. I jumped the gun a bit there. This is New Shoes. Now, not new shoes that we've played before that are also the same new shoes from 1980s. This is a different New Shoes altogether, with a track called Sturm.
Inside, I think so. In your breath, in your breath, in your breath, in your breath. inside. I think it
I say, Grumbler, how the hell are you?
What ho, Codger. I'm a little depressed, to be perfectly frank with you.
Why is that a thing?
Well, I've been thinking about some of the things that we've associated with this great country of ours that really aren't British anymore.
Not British?
Not British anymore.
Oh, dear. What, things like the British Airports Authority?
Spanish, my friend.
Spanish? What about football clubs? What about Chelsea, for example?
Yeah, I'm afraid Chelsea are owned by the Russians.
The Russians?
The Russians, yes.
Oh, dearie me.
Not the same ones that you met at Cambridge, I might point out, but no. The Russians nonetheless.
Ah, well, let's not talk about that, shall we?
No.
What about, Oh, royal family. That's British, damn it.
No. In actual fact, the royal family are German.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes,
oh.
Hushed it up about 50 years ago, but it's still true.
I think I might have heard that.
Yes.
Music. British music. That's got to be British.
Do you know? I believe you're right. A bit of pomp and circumstance and
absolutely.
All that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Yes. But, pray tell, where would I go to find British music?
Well, I would get my pomp and circumstance from Made in the UK show.
Do you mean madeintheukshow.co.uk?
I do indeed.
Is that the cream of British podcasting?
It is most definitely the top of the cream.
The top of the cream.
Absolutely.
The stuff that floats to the top.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Marvellous. Shall we go there now?
Let's do that.
Let's do that indeed. And let's not buy anything off any Russians in public toilets on the way.
No, no. So, Made in the UK show.
.co.uk. Marvellous.
Worth it. I guess we're not alone in that. Like a clock buries the moments when I feel alright, and all my time runs out constantly.
What's your microphone over there?
Sorry. I've just made it to the studio. I've not quite got up to speed yet. So that was Rachel Klein with Holy War from Nova in Minnesota. When I looked on Facebook, it was Nova St. Paul's.
Okay.
Don't know. She is an alternative rock musician, originally from Virginia. She is up in our neck of the woods for now, as she's going to McNally. I'm guessing it's university. Enjoy her catchy melodies, soulful strumming and emotional lyrics. Mm. And you can find out more by checking out Facebook at facebook.com/Rachel Klein Music.
Awesome stuff. I like that. That was a good track. Kerry liked it as well, which is good. Which is more than could be said for the track that came before it, which was Sturm by New Shoes. He's a singer-songwriter from Brisbane in Australia who has recently moved to Melbourne to pursue music, as it's an incredible cultural city for music and arts. Making indie R&B music, mixing acoustic with looping and electronic beats, the songs he writes are about women, relationships, and self-loathing.
Did it not go down as well?
When someone comes in at about a minute left of the song and says, "It's going on a bit, isn't it?"
How was the opener, by the way?
Opener went down rather well.
Because I know it's not the usual kicky starter, but I think it was strong. Poppy. I know it was poppy, but it wasn't...
You know, you could listen to it while he was in there.
Didn't want to wake Alex up.
Yes. So if you'd like to find out more about new shoes, not to be confused with new shoes.
Or not to be confused with changing your shoes.
No. And I'm not going to tell you what Yannick said. You can find his website at newshoestunes.com. Right. Well, Monday seems is going to be a big day for you, is it not?
Yes. And Monday I start my new job.
Indeedy.
I will be a social value coordinator.
Having been a lady of leisure for 3 days.
Hardly leisure.
You've been between jobs.
Yes. And today I spent the entire day ferrying a friend around, meeting a friend for lunch, running after Alex, quite literally having to run after Alex when he did a runner in Frenchgate twice.
Then you weren't looking after him properly.
I will send you to Doncaster with your son, who will not go in the pushchair, and see if you can keep hold of him, because he doesn't want you to hold his hand.
Whatevs. Anyway, so, job.
Yes, so I'm going to be working for a social housing consortium. And basically, the Social Value Act means that anyone that's using public monies must look at the social value of a project. So monies. It's not just money. A lot of companies do social value as well. They call it corporate social responsibility and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we have a CSR agenda at our place.
So in the place I'm doing it with, basically, they, if there is an amount of money to be allowed to build X amount of social housing, they plump for that money and then they tender out the process. Now, when I'm saying it's a consortium, there's lots of councils involved and things like that. When a construction company tenders to be able to do the build, for every $500,000 in the budget, they must give one full-time apprenticeship.
Okay.
Doesn't necessarily have to be in construction, but it has to be by that organisation. My role will be mainly to make sure that A, the people get the apprenticeships they're promised, and B, once they get the apprenticeship, they're actually getting an apprenticeship to make sure that they're actually fulfilling their side of the bargain. There's also community social funding and things like that. But the beauty of it is it's an organisation that's growing and I can grow with it.
Sorry.
But it's my first full-time role in 8 years, roughly.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
I bet you are. As am I.
Yes. I was about to say, are you allowed to say now?
I have. Well, strictly speaking, no, because it's still not been announced at work. But I'm going to say it anyways, that I have a new job.
Ooh.
Last Thursday, so not this one, the one before, I went for my first job interview in 19 years. Still with the same company, but in a different area, different location. And I got the offer through on Tuesday. Actually, I've got the offer letter in that bag. On Tuesday, which I accepted straight away. And it's all going ahead. So I'm going to be starting my new job as a database reporting engineer.
Oh, Is it changed?
No.
It was database engineer.
It was database engineer before, but when it came through on the letter, it was database reporting engineer. But that's no different to what I was told the job was going to be anyway. So it's just words. Starting on the 11th of January. So it's quite a long delay, sort of just over 7 weeks, but there's a very good reason for that.
It's to prevent you being a spoff.
Yes.
To mitigate you being a spoff.
It's to mitigate the fact that I'm a spoff in my current role.
But the best thing is it's been closer to home.
It's actually not that much closer to home. As the crow flies, it's only about 15 miles closer. But in terms of time, it'll save me approximately 2 hours commuting a day. Which is crazy. It really is. I actually worked at my new office on Thursday. In my old role. I left there on the dot of 5 o'clock and I was at home, sat on the couch with a cup of coffee at 5:45.
Yeah.
Now, if I left my work at 5 o'clock, I wouldn't be home until 5:15, 5:30, 6:45. So an hour later. So it's an absolute no brainer. It really is. So I'm really excited for this new job. It's a shame we got to wait for it, but
good things come to those that wait.
Well, indeed.
I think as a family, though, it's exciting because we've spent the last 8 years surviving and having enough to get by with a few luxuries, the changes coming up means that we'll start to be able to save for things and put towards holidays and
yes.
and get stuff done on the house. I think it's an exciting time for us all.
I think it's going to be really good because, you know, one thing I did notice Thursday morning, before I left for work, going to the new office. Oh, clonk. It was my laptop. Amy came downstairs and I was chatting to Amy.
Hmm.
Which I wouldn't be able to do if I was having to leave the house at 6:15. But it also means that when I get home at night, I can actually spend time with the kids in the evening before they have to go to bed.
Yes. And me, of course.
I get you all evening anyway, so that's not really...
How dare you?
No, I didn't mean it in a bad way. Anyway.
He's too close to mean it in a bad way. He knows I can hurt him.
Shut up. Shall we have some more music?
Yeah.
Yes, right. This is yet another selection from this particular artist, this time selected by our very own Lainey. This is Christian Kane, again, with Let Me Go.
They were sitting on his tailgate, and she was loving on his roughneck, and she was talking about running away, and he was puffing on a cigarette, just thinking... Am I gonna say goodbye? He said, girl, you got a good ear, and you don't need to mess with a guy going nowhere. She said, how's about Texas? He got up and shook his head then. He said, ain't you been listening? It's never gonna work out, and I think it'd be a good time now. Let me go. You don't need me, baby. But stop holding on the way you are. Don't you know I'm no good for you, and it'll only break your heart if you go. Let me go. He said, other than a dream. Ain't nothing but a drifter, and you could do a lot better. He leaned over and he kissed her. He said, you got another year of college and a good mama and a daddy, and me, I got $93 in this old 82 Chevy. So let me go. Let me go. Take me with you, baby. I belong where you are. We both know that you're not as strong as you think you are. You let me go. Take me with you, baby. I belong where you are. Don't
Hello, hello. This is Speedy Di. You listen to the Buttas. Bye-bye.
Was Inner Fluid with Forgiveness. From Rome in Italy, the Inner Fluid project was born in 2013. After years spent playing in different bands, they met by chance and immediately realised they were on the same wavelength. It really was the right moment to turn the page, giving life to a totally new project. During the creative process, they simply let the music flow in the most natural way, trying to be as genuine as possible. Their music's a hybrid between pop, rock and some psychedelic and new wave influences. And you can find out more by checking out innerfluid.com.
Excellent. And before that, you heard Christian Kane with his track Let Me Go, taken from The House Rules, the album we are slowly but surely working our way through. He's from Nashville in Tennessee, obviously. And if you'd like to find out more then you can find his website at christiancane.com. Thanks very much indeed to Brand X Management for allowing us to play his music on the show. And thank
I've
you
had
also
a lot of Christian
to...
Cane this week because I've caught up with my librarians.
And thanks also to Lainey for requesting that track as well. Awesome. So we're almost at last track time. So did I have anything else I wanted to mention? No. Next week, the Budcast episode 385 will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday the 27th of November at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Fair warning, there is unlikely to be a live show on Friday the 4th of December, the week after, but we will probably be doing a show earlier in the week to compensate. Excuse me, I've done well for coughing this evening. I've only coughed twice. If you'd like to get in contact with us, then you can drop us an email. Our address is feedback@thebugcast.org. We're also on the social networks. Full details of that and links on every page at thebugcast.org. And of course, you can always chat to us during the week in our Telegram chat group, which you can find at thebugcast.org/chat.
Yeah.
Now then, this is last track time. And this is a track that was found for us by what we're now calling our music scouts. So we do have a number of people, including myself and Caroline, that go off and try and find music for the show, which we are very grateful for. And not surprisingly, one of these is Lainey. And she got in contact with an organisation called Silver Lake Entertainment in order to try and get permission to play the music of the last that we're about to feature. So, Erin Michelle is her name. At the tender age of 3, Erin Michelle developed a love for music. Having a mum as a music teacher, she couldn't help but be surrounded by it. Growing up in Oklahoma, Erin was involved in anything musical, entertaining audiences at local and statewide festivals, competing in the regional and state competitions, and volunteering to entertain at events such as United Way. All of these events proved that Erin was born to entertain. And this began the journey that would lead her ultimately to Nashville. If you want to find out more about her story, then you can go to her Reverb Nation page, which is at reverbnation.com/Erin Michelle. The track that we're about to play for you, which is absolutely awesome, is entitled What I Did Last Night. So enjoy that, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Yesterday's clothes, aching my head in your bed all alone. Stumbled down the stairs, found you sleeping on the couch with a smile on your face, so it's all coming back now. And did I really do what I think I did last night? Did I show up unannounced with 2 bottles of red wine? Shut up about you, so they kicked me out. Put me in a taxi and said, stop by the store, buy a bottle of courage and just show up at your door. Did I really do what I think I did last night? Did I show I've been holding on to just how bad I want you. Did I?
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.